At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. America, Doug Gottlieb Show. Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Of course I want to talk first weekend of the tournament. Of course I want to talk Kim Mulkey, who apparently is drumming up attention for a takedown piece about her. Can't make that up. Yeah, I got Deion Sanders. I heard what he said about his son. And I find it curious that people are acting like it's a new idea to pull an Eli when Eli pulled an Eli 20 years ago. Welcome in. Just a quick question to you. To the percentage of people, I don't like people who are in the media. And we know the pressure we get in the media. We get basically pressure. And it's not necessarily your boss picking up the phone. I don't feel this pressure because my radio bosses, they know I do what's best for our company. And doing what's best for our company, you talk about the biggest story of the day, what the most people care about. And by the way, we're not starting with college basketball because I don't think most people care about Oakland beating Kentucky or whether or not Kentucky buys out John Calipari at $33.5 million or UConn and Danny Hurley complaining about getting a number one seed and playing in New York and Boston. I don't know. Like, just find something new to complain about, Big East guy. You're driving everybody crazy complaining when no one actually cares. What I'm going to talk about, I think, is potentially one of the biggest stories in the history of sports. But we'll get to that in 1 second. I don't like people who are disingenuous about something they know to be untrue. Right? That's the part about politics when you watch things that drives you crazy. It's like, why is he saying something that I know is not true? Why? Why would you do that? Because then the fact checker comes on from CNN or Fox News or whatever and is like, yeah, that wasn't true. And they all do it. Obviously, some people do it a higher percentage of time than others, but just making stuff up. And one of the things that's been made up all year is, oh, I'm so much more excited about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. And this will translate to many of you as if I'm hating on the women's tournament. I'm not. And I was watching basketball all weekend long. I didn't actually even know the women were playing until I saw on my social media account, I saw that Caitlin Clark's dad told her to stop complaining. And there was last night after the games were over, when I flipped over to ESPN, there was Stanford Iowa State being played. That's it. So I'm calling out the people who are disingenuous, saying I'm so much more excited about the women's tournament than the men, because I know you didn't fill out a women's bracket, you didn't watch this weekend, and you'll parachute in, like all of us, when Caitlin Clark plays against LSU, and act like you were following along the whole time, and you were not. And you were not. So that's the reality to it. All right, let's get to what is the story of the day and potentially story of the year. And you're like, no, Doug, there's nothing there. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter has told us two stories, both about $4.5 million, both having to do with gambling, and neither of them feel like they're any closer to the actual truth. Now, this happened while I was off, and I know it's a hard thing. And it's a hard thing for you to flip on and go like, man, Gottlieb's coming on. Well, I'm going to hear about basketball. Like, that's cool. We got plenty of time to talk about basketball. But this dude signed for $700 million. $700 million. He is going to be the highest paid athlete in the history of American sport. We think he can speak English. He can probably speak perfect English, but he's always gone through an interpreter. And the funny part about the interpreter was, and Jay Stukin and I can attest to this, we talked about what a sweet job, right? Like, Ohtani seems like a good dude, a regular dude. We know he can speak some English. And you just get to hang out in the clubhouse, like, all year long. You go city to city. You don't have to get ready to play. You can kind of do whatever. It's a money job. It's an incredible job. How do I get that job? And then we were doing that. How much do you think the interpreter makes? What do you think he does? Now we find out that Shohei Ohtani's married. No one knew he was married. Then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, hey, by the way, I'm married. She's a normal Japanese woman. Turns out she's like a basketball star. So you have a player who's his whole personal life is crowded in secrecy. We don't know about the language he speaks. We do know that he's an awesome player when healthy. We don't really know if he's ever going to pitch again or if he just got $700 million to pretend like he was going to pitch again and just be the greatest hitter we've ever seen. And now we have a story on, you know, basically the brink of what should be an amazing baseball season led by the LA Dodgers. And just as a side note, signing a guy to a giant contract who, one, is injured, and two, apparently somebody, either him or his interpreter, had a $4.5 million gambling debt. That sounds like he signed with the Angels, not from the Angels to the Dodgers. All of us, the few of us Angel fans out there are going like, oh, we dodged a bullet with that one. Because there's no doubt, if he was an Angel right now, he'd be under hardcore Major League Baseball investigation and probably going to jail. I may be over-inflating that a little bit. But let me get the timeline of events correct, okay? The story comes out and the interpreter is fired, and the first remarks we get are, hey, yeah, here's the thing. I had a big gambling debt. It's all me. And Shohei's the greatest guy ever. He's paying off my gambling debt. That's what happened. Then it turns out that that's not the story. The story we're now being fed is that Shohei didn't know this money was coming out of his account, and all that money was stolen to pay off this gambling debt. Now, again, I don't know how you track your money, and I do know that he's going to make $700 million, but I also know he has not made huge money, at least stateside, either on endorsement deals or his contract. He's got money, and I'm sure he makes a bunch back home. But when $4.5 million are missing, and then there's video of the two of them in the dugout in South Korea after the interpreter had apparently told the team, the Dodgers, whatever version had happened, and then they're yucking up. Like, I don't know about you, but as somebody who's stolen from other people before, widely known story, you can feel free to Google. I spoke to all three of those people. And remember, this was a credit card. The total sales were like $900. And all of them were pissed. And it wasn't even their money. It was their parents paying off the credit card bill. Imagine if somebody steals $4.5 million from you. You can be yucking up with him in the clubhouse? It doesn't make any sense. What does make sense? I mean, I think it's all of us, right? Like, Shohei likes to gamble. He's got a vice. He's got time on his hands. He knew he had $700 million coming. $4.5 million to him is a lot of money. Oh, man, how are we going to pay this off without anybody knowing? Ah, the interpreter takes the fall. Because as Chris Carter, the Hall of Famer, former Fox employee, once said, you got to have a fall guy in the crew.
If y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy.
Yeah, you got to have a fall guy in the crew. No truer, smarter words have ever been uttered. And we want to talk about Purdue beating Utah State by 40? Or how many Big East teams should get in? Stop it. I love basketball. I love March Madness. The games were fun. I love covering it. Shohei Ohtani signed the biggest contract in the history of Earth. And dude might have a massive gambling problem. And oh, yeah, here's the other thing. And I don't know if he gambles or don't know if he gambles. Here's the other thing. Guys that have a gambling problem, they don't just stop gambling. It's an addiction. It's a real thing. And, you know, I don't know what Major League Baseball knows or doesn't know, or if there's a cover-up, or if this is a legit story. Those stories seem hard to believe. But again, sometimes the truth is hard to believe. But if we look at the reality to it, everybody is all in on Shohei Ohtani. He's with the Dodgers. The Dodgers got to get to and win the World Series. He's got to save the sport. He promotes internationally. That's why they just played in South Korea. Like, the whole thing all works, but it only works if that dude's on the field. It doesn't work if that dude's suspended for gambling. And I want to make sure this is clear. I know nothing. No one has pulled me aside. I'm just reading these stories like, well, that doesn't make sense. And the other thing about when guys change their story and the interpreter changed his story is when we change your story now, like, we don't believe anything you say. Byer, do you have any idea? I don't know. To me, this story, and they kind of nailed it in timing of it, right? It was like a news dump Friday. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, we have the NCAA tournament. And, you know, baseball is getting ready to start, but it's not like they had the soft launch of the baseball season with them playing. I feel like this is a giant story that's being covered, but part of it is we don't know. Part of it is he's already kind of a mysterious figure, and part of it is it's getting overshadowed because you got March Madness, which is kind of like a national holiday.
I would push back on that and say, because it didn't come out on Friday, it actually came out on Wednesday afternoon. But in terms of the NCAA tournament taking over, yes. However, I just don't think it's, you know, the Kim Mulkey story, I think, is perfect timing. Like, these stories happen around when these events take place. And I think that with the situation with the Dodgers in Major League Baseball, it's awful timing because opening day is Thursday. And no one is talking about what is going to happen on Thursday. And can the Rangers repeat? And can the Dodgers get to the World Series with Shohei Ohtani? Instead, this is the only thing that right now is being talked about in baseball.
Do you believe the story that the interpreter had the gambling debt and it was paid off with Shohei's?
No, I think very few people believe that. It just seems to be to have that sort of money be taken from your account, to have the different stories, to see them in the dugout on Wednesday in South Korea as if nothing happened, knowing that the interpreter spoke with people on Tuesday about the situation. Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Jason Stewart, our resident Dodger fanatic. What do you think?
I completely remove myself from this as a fan because this has nothing to do with the Dodgers. I think the reason why this should be a bigger deal than it's being made, and you could argue, I think Dan has a point. I think in baseball it's a big deal. But as far as nationally, and you know, we check the front of ESPN.com and SI.com and all those sites on Thursday last week, and it wasn't even on the front page. It's mysterious how much it's not being covered.
And the point that because we were in for you, Doug, the point about that was I felt that the entities we're trying to cover it up. Because ESPN has, obviously, an investment in Major League Baseball, and there was nothing there. It seemed like maybe that, you know, Major League Baseball's attempt to squash. Sorry to interrupt.
But. And how about this? How about ESPN.com, sponsored by FanDuel, refuses to cover a major gambling story? Everybody's kind of compromised in all this, so I don't know how much truth we're ever going to get with this, but I think it's a massive deal, not because he may or may not have bet on baseball up to now. I just think it's because you have the most popular person in your sport maybe put in a position to be leveraged for $4.5 million, and what would he possibly do to get out of a hole if he had to?
Well, that's the crux of the issue. And I'm frankly stunned at how many of these pro sports have acquiesced to the players' unions and allowed them to have these athletes gamble on other sports, not their own. Like, the problem is not betting on baseball or betting on basketball or football if you're a basketball or football player. The problem is if you get behind, you're like, well, they make so much money. Like, nah, dude, it doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't. As my late great college coach Eddie Sutton said, in the two consecutive years we played in Las Vegas, we'd get out the plane and he'd stop everybody and you look at the Vegas skyline and he's like, man, I was here last year, and there's more skyscrapers this year than last year, and they don't keep building them because the house is losing money. You know, like, he's right. House always wins. You know, and it's a dangerous thing. Not everyone who gambles becomes addicted to gambling. But a higher percentage of people, like, dude, my son and my son and his friends, they have those accounts. They're like, oh, Dad, it's like free. It's like free. And all you got to do is lie about being 18. Like, dude, you know they can track that stuff. You know? It's free. It's not free. I just need your credit card because it's free. Like, that's funny. That's not how free stuff works, dude. What do you mean? Yeah, if I have to give you my credit card, then it's no longer free. They get my information, and then eventually there's some sort of charge. No, dude, you don't understand. It's free. It's not free. And I actually feel like, here's the biggest issue with it. Because we're in this generation where we believe nothing, right? There's nothing you can read or believe. I'm like, look, you have people who legitimately think the earth is flat. Like, wait, what? This was decided a long time ago, like thousands of years ago. Pretty easily provable with scientific data or just visual data. That earth's flat. So if you have people who believe that the earth is flat, then there's no chance any of them believe that Shohei Ohtani didn't gamble on baseball or didn't gamble. Right? There just isn't. And then when you start changing stories midway through a story, yeah, it makes it worse. I understand, Dan, that this story came out last week. But we're going to hear from Shohei later today, and it's going to be a prepared statement. And this... it's just going to continue to be this mystery. I mean, here, how far are we removed from Michael Jordan's press conference? If David Stern lets me back in the league, everybody thought, well, that must mean he was suspended.
Yeah, yeah. We made that comparison last week.
Yeah.
The league has to be just freaking out about this. I know Major League Baseball went from we're not investigating to we are investigating.
Yep.
Maybe they investigate so that they know exactly the entire story so that they could form a denial or some kind of a cover-up.
Yeah. Well, and look, there's also certain – in Japan, the culture is different. There's a certain amount of honor, you know. Is there honor there in being honest, or is there honor in taking the fall for your boss? But I guess that answers our question, guys. What does the interpreter do all day? Turns out he's betting on the ponies.
And by the way, his salary is $500,000 a year.
It's a good gig.
He completely threw away that entire thing.
Right? $500,000 over, you know, one Iowa State Baylor line. Damn it. I knew Iowa State would cover at home. Hilton Magic.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. He's an Indiana Basketball Hall of Famer, former head coach in Indiana, and Bowling Green as well. Longtime college basketball analyst, coach. And he's got his own show on Outkick. It's called Don't At Me. Dan Dockett will join us in 1 second. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Got a lot still upcoming this hour. Matter of fact, let me play for you. This is Caitlin Clark, superstar for the Iowa women's team, talking about the women's game versus the men's game. Take a listen.
I think also just in general, like the excitement around this tournament, like it's super cool. Like people are more excited about the women's side than men's side. And I think that's obviously something that's really never been the case before. And it's cool to see how it's evolved. Like when I first started this, when I was a freshman, like we couldn't even use the March Madness branding. And now to see this.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm excited about Caitlin Clark eventually taking on, hopefully, on LSU. But can we just got to catch our breath on the people are more excited about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. The women's tournament was on all weekend or Saturday and Sunday. I don't know anybody who was truly paying attention to it above the men. And as we point out, some of the men's game really lacked any sort of pizzazz. Whether it's the bracket or history or tradition. And then I also thought, like, if you do the quad box on YouTube and you had the women's game up, I think that does it a disservice. I think when you look at them, pair them side by side, it doesn't do it a disservice. Let me ask Dan Dockett. He joins us. Of course, check out his show, Don't At Me, on Outkick Daily. Of course, he has his local indie show as well. Dan, I think the women's game has gotten more attention, but we've started this false narrative that people are more excited. The tournament's going on right now, and there's no actual data that supports that. Is there?
Well, the men's has been the most watched in a long time. Now, I get a kick. Women's basketball, you have to be so over the top. You know, like here in Indiana, first time in a million years they're any good. But you got to be over the top. Oh, the women are so much fundamentally better. Oh, my God, they shoot so much better. Oh, my God. Stop. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie, and this is me. I follow it, and I'm going to watch Indiana play later, but I didn't even know the women's tournament was going, and I don't know anybody that did. I honestly don't. Now, I get it, Caitlin Clark, and to what you said, I'm with. I'll watch her tonight, and then I'll kind of probably be like her dad and be tired of her complaining. Now, if she bangs in five straight deep threes, I'll be all in. But if she's missing and complaining and doing all the crap, then you know what? I'll go to something else. I'll watch 2.5 Men reruns.
Dan Dawkins joins us here. Thing you like most from this weekend?
I like Purdue and UConn. I like when good teams are dominant. I always liked UCLA back when I was a kid, and then Indiana when they just dominated. I think they've been the best too. And I'm jonesing for a UConn Purdue final. And I'll tell you something else. And this is what I like. You know, I played in an era at Indiana when Ewing and Olajuwon and all these guys were there, right? And they were great. I mean, obviously. But in my world, I think that Zach Edey's most dominant big guy I've seen. I mean, I guess Shaq would be at that level. I looked at their numbers. They're pretty similar. But I'm watching this, and I'm thinking it hit me. Like, wait a second. I know it was against Grambling, but it's still the NCAA tournament. Dude throws up 31 and 21. And then the next time out, you know what? He goes for 21 in the first half with 11. And I think Barkley said it. You know, this is a guy that has put them in the first seed. I'm not so sure, Doug. I'm telling you, I think he's the most dominant big guy I've seen in college basketball. I was too young. I saw Walton's 21 of 22, and that's the best performance. I was too young to see Abdul-Jabbar or Lou Alcindor, that kind of thing. But I've seen a lot of really good ones, and in college, only in college, I'm saying, I think he's the most dominant low-post big guy I've seen.
He's amazing. He really is amazing, and it's interesting. You know, Matt Painter had that great response over the weekend when some guy said, well, what do you say to people who say he's just tall? And he's like, you need to have a general basketball test to even be able to tweet these things about the sport. But it is always interesting on how we walk into a tournament and, well, Purdue, they always lose early. Like, nah, not always. And if you give me a program, I can show you any one of them that's had a run that where they've lost early. You know, Virginia loses as a one seed, and then they win it the next year. Let me ask you about Kentucky. They owe Coach Cal $33 million. The staff, they probably owe what, another $4 or $5 million? Okay, so you're talking like close to $40 million just to get rid of the staff. Forget about a new staff. What do you think they do there?
I think they let it go a year. I think they a couple years ago made him change some of the staff members, which was interesting to me. I didn't realize they did that. I knew they changed guys, brought in Bruiser Flint, a couple others. But it feels like to me that they're going to go another year with it. But the truth of the matter is I look at it from both sides. If I'm Cal, I'm saying, hey, man, give me my $33 million, and then I go right down the street to Louisville and go Rick Pitino on them. After, you know, Pitino made a few stops, obviously, but that's what I'm doing if I'm Cal. Give me the 33. Adios. If I'm Kentucky, I got to have a guy in pocket, meaning if I'm going to get rid of Cal and I got the guys, the horse money that can pay this, fine, but I got to have a guy right now lined up. There is not going to be a search. Whoever that guy is, you know, anyone from Steve Kerr, whoever you want to say, I don't care. But you got to have that done. There is no paying $40 million to get rid of a coach or whatever. You know, you just mentioned the numbers, and then we don't know who the coach is, and we're going through a search. No. If Mitch Barnhart has an absolute guy that he knows, it could be Calvin Sampson, whatever. That's the only way I would do that. Because I'm not paying $40 million on a maybe. I'm not on a promise and end it with Billy Gillespie. I'm not doing that. So that's why I don't think they have that kind of deal done. I don't think that's – and so I think Cal will be the coach there when they start it up next year.
What – is there somebody who can do well at that job? Like, who, if you're hiring at Kentucky, who do you hire?
That's a really good question. I think I just said who it would be. I think I'd hire Calvin Sampson, even though he's a little older. I think I would. He's going to win. I think at Kentucky, you got to have a guy that Kentucky feels like, and this is where Cal was, is kind of doing them a favor coaching. It can't be a guy that they feel like the fan base feels, we're doing you a favor. Billy Gillespie, we're doing you a favor. Tubby Smith, we're doing you a favor. Patino was doing them a favor, and I thought about that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, Steve Kerr's won a couple championships. Maybe he wants to coach college basketball. Calvin Sampson, you know, whatever I may think of him or whatever, doesn't matter. He would go in there and he would win. And those are the kind of guys, like, you know, somebody tell me Chris Beard. I love Chris, but I don't know that Kentucky fans would be like, wow, this is, you know, this is great. Danny Hurley, I'd back up the Brinks truck, see if Danny Hurley, Jay Wright, someone like that. But I'm telling you, Doug, it's got to be somebody that, I'm not going to say it's bigger than the fan base, but the fan base feels indebted to them for coming to Kentucky. And there aren't many of those guys. I remember saying that when Cal got the job, Doug. He was like, look at these people. They're so happy. They're bending the knee to John Calipari. Good for Cal, man. But now they're not, and you got to find the next guy that they do that to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is really, really fascinating. How has UConn gone from, you know, a program that was such a mess to now being the favorite to winning two in a row?
You know, I think there's still room for a guy to coach his tail off, be demanding, be tough, swear, do all that stuff, and do it in a way that kids don't leave. And that's what Danny heard. I mean, they don't leave. Like, those guys, he's tough on them and all that, but he has kind of a player mentality, and they just don't leave. Like, you know, he doesn't lose his best player in the portal, or he doesn't have to reload, or at least he hasn't. And then you add a guy like that, Cam Spencer, you know, so not only are guys not leaving, but you're adding the best player from a Big Ten school who fits in perfectly, and he's still coaching his brains out. He's still, you know, I call it crushing souls and breaking guys down and making them better, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's the perfect combination. I do.
So I have a friend. I'll leave his name out of it, but he's a very well-regarded assistant coach in college football. And he said, like, look, there's only about 5 to 7 college football programs that you can consistently compete and win the whole thing at. And he's like, of the things that you need all the resources. You need players close, but you also, in his mind, you need to be out of a city, right? And you need to be an area where you can still kind of coach. Mm-hmm. And I think that in basketball, it's the same. Maybe there's a bigger number, but it's like you point out, why can he get away with some of the theatrics? Well, because Calhoun had those theatrics and he was great there, right? You're on the East Coast, and so it's a little bit different attitude sort of there. But you're also sort of off the beaten path, so you can get away with some stuff that people don't always see, right? It helps that his family name, it helps that he's won some, but I think all of this stuff kind of comes together and it's the perfect place. And now, by the way, I don't think any of it happens if they're not in the Big East. You can't do that in the American. You got to have like a legit conference that people want to go and see some of these games and being played. Like, all of that kind of comes together. And I think that's sort of the magic to it. And I think there's some jobs. Illinois is a job like that, where I think you're close enough, but far enough. You're in a league, but you can be different than the rest of the league. Brad can get away with stuff. Like, again, I think UConn is in this very specific, unique place. It's also a state school, and you're in a league with a bunch of Jesuit schools. So you have different resources, some better, some worse. You have football, they don't, but you haven't been making money at your football. So I think all that stuff makes you unique, and Danny is the perfect guy for it.
I'm going to go to your recruiting part. I happened when Penn State first came into Big Ten, I happened to be at dinner with Coach Knight and Joe Paterno. And Joe Paterno did not want to come into the Big Ten, not at all. And it wasn't a football thing. It was a recruiting thing, because he felt like, well, how am I going to convince East Coast kids that they want to go see a team, you know, their kid go to Illinois and play Iowa and play Wisconsin, Minnesota? They don't care about that. They don't want that. And to your point about the American, you're absolutely right. Now, all of a sudden, UConn, man, they're playing in the Garden. Wait a second. They're playing St. John's. Hold it. You know, they're playing at Seton Hall, which is a big deal. I think that's absolutely right. And I also agree with you're allowed to coach. You know, so many times you're in a bigger city, and next thing you know, you got, you know, 3 or 4 guys that got nothing to do, so they're going to rip you for how you talk to a kid, or some parent is going to come out and get a hold of one of the 2 guys you know, in the city, in Indianapolis, in Bloomington, there ain't nobody like that. In stores, there ain't nobody like that. In Champaign, there ain't nobody, you know, the guys that are covering, you know, they want to have access, so they don't rip anybody. Michigan State, so you can coach at those places, to your point. But I will say this. Danny's personality must be absolute, or he must, his staff must have figured out how to fit the recruit, the player personality with Danny. Because I don't care who you are, if in the world we live in today, kids are leaving, and he just doesn't have belief. And you know what? When you're getting older with your own players, think about that. And then you're adding one or two older players. You're not relying on freshmen, or you're not relying on a guy just coming in as a sophomore who had a good year at Southern Illinois. Shoot. And then he coaches his brains out and demands that they play hard, and they do. It's a perfect storm. And I think they're the best team in the country. I think them and Purdue separated themselves and Houston all year, but I think that those two schools separated, and I'm dying for a Purdue UConn game. I think it'd be a hell of a game late.
You're in a tough spot sometimes. You know, you covered when you're at ESPN, you covered the Big Ten. Now obviously with your radio show, you've covered Indiana basketball a ton. So there are times in which your job calls for you to be critical of your alma mater. Your alma mater honored you this past weekend by putting you into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame.
No. They didn't. They didn't care. They're mad at me. My alma mater, it's the Indiana. It's a complete state of Indiana. It's not Indiana University. So my alma mater, the people at my alma mater know that they're probably mad that I got in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, tell you the truth.
What was that like?
Huh?
What was it like to get in?
I got to tell you, it was awesome. I grew up in a part of the state that they don't consider part of Indiana, which is up by Chicago. And when I got the call, I was like, wow. And then I started really investing. I'm like, whoa, 1,000 people at a banquet. I mean, it was freaking great. Like, I had my kids there. First call I made was my wife and my mom. But after I called my family, I called two kids. Not kids. They were seniors when I was a junior, and they are the two best teammates I ever had. And they didn't have ego. They passed me the ball. Me and Jimmy Bullock, who ended up playing at Purdue, passed us the ball, just wanted to win games. And I called them and I invited them. I said, you got to come, because when I go in, we all get in. And it was just my kid, my daughter, my son and my daughter, like, Dad, I didn't know this about you. I go, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a stud, so treat me with a little more respect, will you people, please? And that hasn't happened. But, no, man, it was great, because Indiana, as you know, basketball state, and to be honored like that, I was shocked and humbled and had a great time.
Awesome. Great honor, man. Great honor.
Thanks.
Danny, you're the best, man. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. See you, buddy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
What up? It's your Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm at Fox Sports Radio. I'm broadcasting live at the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Hope you're doing great. And maybe you're doing great in the bracket challenge. I think I'm in second place. And just like in basketball, a successful team starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what sets them apart. You can lace up your sneakers and make the winning plays by heading on over to local Tractor Supply store today. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Dan Byers here. Jason Stewart's here. Iowa Sam is here. And look, today is a day in which I, honest to goodness, went outside. I only got to go outside three times. I almost felt like I was like a prison sentence. So guys, over the weekend, so Thursday through Sunday. And we did the pre-post halftime for the first four Tuesday and Wednesday, but Thursday through Sunday, we're in there before 8, like 7:30 in the morning, and we're out of there at 10:30, 11 at night. And there's just, and I don't work as much as Jason Horowitz works. Like, he's constantly on, but we kind of have to always be at the ready. And I took one walk to get a cup of coffee twice. And then one time I just looked for an excuse to go out to my car and look for something just because I wanted to get some fresh air. And it was raining. Outside of that, like, I literally hadn't been out. So this morning I went outside. I was like, what's the character from Shawshank Redemption?
Andy Dufresne,
right? Andy Dufresne. I was walking. I was looking at the sun outside like I was walking on that beach in Mexico. But let's recap the weekend. We only do right here on the Doug Gottlieb Show with a little love and hate.
What did you love?
God, I love you.
And what did you hate?
Meet these player haters.
All right, I'm going to start. I love this time of year. I do. And I love, you know, what you hate about pessimistic people, and some of it, look, I'm a Charger fan. I'm an Angel fan. So when I say pessimist people, sometimes it's me too. But what you hate is you hate the idea that, I don't want to watch because nothing good's going to happen. The NCAA tournament is the opposite. We always think there's going to be something crazy, so we never want to turn it off. And like, even if you're watching that Utah State-Purdue game yesterday, you're like, they're going to make a run. I'm sitting there going, no, they're not. Like, they got no shot. None. So I love the, what's the word I'm looking for? Just the fact that we all become optimists because we all think there's going to be some sort of crazy result and crazy outcome. And sometimes it's proven true, like with Oakland taking out Kentucky. For the most part, we were wrong this weekend. Things went according to plan, chalk, as they like to say. But I do love the hopeless optimism, the romanticism we have with this tournament. Dan Byer.
This goes along with the tournament, and I agree a lot with what you said. But I loved how Jim Nance was able to cheer for the Houston Cougars.
So cool.
Like, I even wondered that, like, in hearing Ian Eagle doing, you know, the games with Bill Raftery and Grant Hill. And I was like, I wonder what Jim Nance is doing. I thought this on Friday. And then yesterday, and I don't even, he may have been at the game Friday and I just completely missed it, but then to see him yesterday wearing the Houston Cougars sweatshirt, cheering, like, it has got to be, such a weird feel for him, but to be able to do that, I think he had family there with him celebrating. So that was really cool to see Jim Nance taking in the NCAA tournament as a fan.
Do you think when he walked down the aisle and he ran into people, he said, "Hello, friends"?
I guarantee he did. Guaranteed.
It's hello, very friends. Relatable too, right? Because once in my 26-year career here, once I was forced out. I was let go. And for the first time in my life, I was able to sit down and just enjoy sports without having to work. Because one thing about being in this industry, and I know no one's going to feel sorry for me, is that we watch sports thinking, what's our take on this? What could our take be? What guest could we book from this? And it becomes a job to watch sports.
Sure.
And during that time, I was just able to watch whatever I wanted. You know, tune into the things that maybe aren't things I need to watch per se. It's a very relatable thing, what Jim Nance is going through here.
All right, Iowa Sam, what do you got?
Well, I'm trying to pull up the results that are currently in progress. But
oh,
I love
good luck on that, by the way.
My bracket here, but I'm loving that my bracket is mostly intact. I'm trying to see where I am in the FSR.
I also have another love.
Interpool.
Can I throw it in?
Go ahead.
Of course. Because it does tie in with Iowa Sam. And actually, Aaron Torres and I hosted yesterday at noon Eastern time, a little switch up because of the tournament time of year. So Aaron and I were in for a couple of hours. And I got to speak on Iowa and how they commemorated Caitlin Clark's record-breaking shot, because we got to see the court for the first time since the end of the regular season, and I may have missed it, but they have a little 22, and I believe it says Clark, on the spot where she broke the record. And Doug, it was obviously such a conversation. There was no mark at the free throw line where she broke Pete Maravich's record. But when you see that little spot on the court, it reminds you of history. And it also reminds you of how ridiculously great she is from where that shot took place. And I wish like there were other spots in places and arenas where like we could find out where history was. I mentioned golf courses do this a lot where, Ben Hogan's one iron at Marion on the 18th, there's a plaque in the fairway. TPC Sawgrass has them at different spots for the great shots that have been hit at the Players' Championship. I think it's great how Iowa commemorates it. Watch tonight when they play. You'll see the little 22. It's you can see it, but it's not like ridiculous by any means. And I just think that was really, really awesome.
They had to redo it, actually. I think they put the original paint job down, and then people were playing on it, and it got like scuffed and kind of torn away a little bit. So I think they had to redo it. But I do love that.
Yeah, I think that was cool. I noticed it for the first time this weekend.
I want to say that the seat in left field that McGuire broke Maris, I want to say that was commemorated, right? But then through the steroids, they probably just painted it red.
There's a Ted Williams seat at Fenway. The famous one is the Harmon Killebrew one that's hanging on the wall at the Mall of America, because that's where Old Metropolitan Stadium was. But if you go to the Mall of America and you look at the amusement park they have a chair hanging on the wall, and they also have home plate in the amusement park that you have to find. But yeah, I love that sort of stuff in sports when you commemorate history with that.
I love that as well. I really do. That's a good one. I'll give you something else I love from this time of year. I love that all these schools you kind of get to know in a short. It's like a little speed dating for schools. I love that. I even like the mascot game they played on CBS where they're holding up the mascot and they're trying to guess who it is. And then the random schools that some people know, like all those guys knew where Stetson was, but they had no idea where Longwood was, or they had no idea like all these different. So it just I find that part to be really fun, because there's so many different schools doing kind of the same thing in a different way, not just in basketball styles, but just the school itself. I think it's really cool. I love learning about these new schools. Jay Stewart, it strikes me we haven't gone to you with something you love.
No, I definitely noticed that, and I was sitting here just steaming the entire time. But I'm excited to tell the listeners about my bracket, because nothing gets the attention of listeners like my bracket.
I didn't really have anything I love, so I just threw that out there because that's all I had at the moment. So
I showed Dan my bracket last night. If you just take the bottom of my bracket, which is the West and the Midwest, okay? That's the Purdue bracket and the UNC bracket. I have missed exactly four games total. Everyone is intact, including UNC beating Purdue in the championship game. Wow. It's completely intact, the bottom of my bracket. And I will say all of this by saying I don't know if I watched a minute of college hoops all year. And I love the fact that I was able to do that. And I had a ton of interest in the bracket this weekend. And because Beyer got me into a survivor pool, man, these survivor pools are kick-ass. Have you ever done one of these, Doug, in college hoops?
No, I have not.
You pick one winner per day. And this, you know, it's one of those like you buy in for 50 and you get like a ton of money and it's just great. And that's rejuvenated my interest in the tournament as well. So I loved all that.
And it sounds easy, but as it's not, because there's upsets and you talk yourself out of it. But you also have to plan, because you could run out of teams. If you've already picked that team, you can't pick them again. So now it takes some strategy. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
If you think it's easy, 2/3 of the pool are gone by after the first weekend. Dan and I are a part of a third left remaining.
Okay, let's get to something you hated from the weekend.
Yes.
All right there. Oh, Iowa Sam, you sound like you got something you want to get to.
Go. Also, this music just gets me fired up. Yeah, you know what? I'm going off a little bit of empirical evidence here, but and I know that my alma mater, the University of Iowa, is not in the tournament this year, but it seems like every time both Iowa State and Iowa are in the NCAA men's tournament, they put Iowa State in the first, they put them in like a city very near Ames, Iowa, Omaha, St. Louis, you know, Kansas City, whatever it might be, Chicago. And then Iowa gets sent off to Serbia. They get sent off to Seattle or New York, whatever it may be. And the Iowa State fans get a nice fan push behind them for their first two games. Hey, I'm going to say that Fran McCaffrey can't get to the Sweet 16 because there's like five Iowa fans there. But Iowa State can because, A, they play very good defense. And they got a lot of fans there to support them. So you know what? I hate the fact that the committee is always out to get Iowa. And they put Iowa State in Omaha or Kansas City or Minneapolis. Somewhere you can drive. Not Serbia and Seattle. That's what I hate.
They also put Drake in Omaha.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Come on now.
What's the deal with Drake in Omaha?
Is it Fran McCaffrey's fiery demeanor that the committee looks at and they're like, you know what? This guy's kind of a blowhard. Let's put him in Portland. Let's put him in Rochester, New York. I don't like it. I hate it.
These are Thursday, Saturday games in Fiji. Yeah. Iowa taking on.
You'll have to wake up at 2 in the morning to watch.
They're played in a gulag in Russia.
See, that's the thing. That's what I wanted to point that out, by the way, that in his rant, and I don't want to take away from the passion, but he did have a malaprop. Like he said it twice. He said they shipped them off to Serbia. It's actually Siberia. Serbia is not the...
Yeah, Serbia would actually be kind of nice. Yeah.
Serbia...
I've heard Croatia is amazing. Serbia's right next to it. Why wouldn't it be amazing as well?
Okay, here's the thing. Siberia and Serbia are both within the former confines of the USSR. So I can say Siberia or Serbia. They're both cold as hell in the winter. Yes, Siberia is a better one.
Slightly different.
Siberia is like
No one says they're going to be shipped to Serbia.
Yeah,
I should have said Siberia, but Serbia is also very cold.
Sam, it's okay. Just go.
No one wants to live in Serbia either.
You know what I meant.
Yeah. Good basketball there.
Just learn from it. Learn from it.
I know what Siberia is. I just read about
it. Dan Beyer, what do you got?
Doug, the phrase, what do they say? Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Yes.
No, I'm mad that the first two rounds are over and we have to wait for another year. Yeah. Like, it is truly just a magical 4 days. I held on. San Diego State was killing Yale, and I just still continued to watch because
never know.
I knew it was over. Like, we'd have to wait another year to have these past 4 days, and they're just, for as great of the games that we could be getting this weekend, there's nothing like what we just experienced, and I hate that it's over.
I mean the perfect example of that one was the Houston A&M game. You know, where
that's
like
my hate, by the way. That's my hate.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So as part of the bracket that the listeners are real excited about, my bracket, I had Texas A&M upsetting Houston. And I watched the entire game. And with about a minute 30 left and Houston up like, I don't know, is it 10 points or 9 points? I I turned off the game, and we started binging the show that we've been binging, Christina.
What show, by the way?
It's called One Day. It's on Netflix. It's like a romantic drama thing. It's fine, but I missed the ending.
Sounds like you're super into it, by the way.
It's pretty good. Okay. I missed the entire thing, the best moment of the tournament, and I missed because I gave up on it.
Okay, so I got to tell you that this is about. Did you? How about the kid named Elvin? This really happened in a real basketball game. Jason, this is what you missed. Hey, Houston ran out of players. They had so many guys foul out that they basically ran out of players. They couldn't make a free throw. So what did Kelvin Sampson do? He went to his bench and he put in a walk-on, okay, who had taken 4 free throws all year. All year. And he gets up to the line, and I'm telling you, it was like the kid Ali from Hoosiers. Now, he didn't airball the first one. He didn't shoot it underhand, but he missed the first one, made the second. It was among the most amazing things I've ever seen in my entire life. Ryan Elvin is his name, and he's in his, I think, third year of being a walk-on at Houston. And, I mean, dude, like, can you imagine sitting over there for 2.5 hours watching a game? And honestly, like, walk-ons sometimes, like, they'll warm up with you, but it's not like they're getting shots up. Walk-ons don't get shots up. You get the rebound and feed me. I'm actually a player. I get shots up. So, hadn't touched the ball in at least an hour because of the second half, and had probably barely taken any shots at all. And he gets up to the free throw line, and he's got to make 2 free throws to make it 5. He made 1 out of 2. That's what you missed.
Unbelievable. How did they lose that many points in that less of time? And I saw the three-pointer, but it just seemed completely out of hand. And by the way, A&M plays out of control. I don't know if it was just last night or whatever, but they didn't seem like they had much
neither
good
team
coaching
did.
There.
No, they just – I mean, they missed a ton of free throws too. It was a poorly played, incredibly exciting game. Yes, go ahead.
I see your Texas A&M, and I raise you a Grand Canyon. Because, my goodness, they were everywhere. And I had no idea what they were doing. And all of a sudden, they're in this game with Alabama. I mean, it was nonstop. It was this guitar solo I felt watching Grand Canyon play.
Yes, that's about right. This guitar solo is a lot like A&M Houston, though, too.
True, yeah, fair enough.
It's just, I got to give you something I hate, right? God, I hate lots of stuff. I hate the complaining. Like, bracket set, stop complaining. I hate that all the courts look the same. Don't like that. I want the court to look distinct and unique and different so that I know that I'm where I'm watching the game. I don't want to have to look for that little logo that says the courts, what city it appeals to. And what else do I hate? God. Oh, there's a lot of stuff I hate over the weekend. I mean, I'm not trying to get in anybody's pocket, but like, can Barkley and those guys spread some of those commercials around? They're on like every ad. Holy cow. Now, there's some good ones, too. Like, did you guys see TJ Ford pop up in an ad?
Yeah, that Carmelo
amazing.
One.
Yes. Yep. It was like, wow, that's pretty awesome that those guys got in one. But I'm good with the same people being in the same ads over and over again. All right, that's the weekend, the love and the hate from the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.